Hi developers, I'm Hossein Delia, Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to connect Xamarin Forms application to web services so that we can consume these web services that connects to a database. And the goal is to retrieve the data from a certain table or add data to that table or even editing data, or also we can delete some data. So to start with, I have created an ASP.NET application here in Visual Studio. That ASP.NET application uses a model called employee, so that I can expect that I have a database in which I have an employees table for each. The table contains three columns: the ID, the name, and the department. So the data will be stored there. This employees controller will act like the web service endpoint to from the client Xamarin Forms application and to the web service. So now we'll try to hit these web services, which are get by ID, put for editing, post for adding a new employee, and delete for deleting an employee with its ID. So I have already hosted this ASP.NET application to Microsoft Azure here under this app service application, call it my employees directory. And also I have attached a database to that web service. And here this is my endpoint. I can go here and verify that. So here if I go to /employees, I can get that list of employees here, and also I can get an XML file coming from my API controller. Now we want to get these data to my Xamarin Forms application. I want these data to be displayed in Android, iOS, and Windows apps. So here within Visual Studio, I'll go and create Xamarin Forms application. And because here I have a web application, I want to put that web application in a separate folder. For that, let's call this one web and put the web project inside that folder and add another folder for the client application. For that, we call this client. To the client folder, I add the new Xamarin Forms project application by going to Visual C Sharp, then choose cross-platform, and right from here I choose blank XAML app, and let's call it my employees dot client. Now here it added Xamarin Forms required applications. Here it added a project for Android, for iOS, and for Windows platforms, along with a portable project where we'll put the common code for the business logic, but also for the user interfaces that will be run at cross-platform in all the three platforms: iOS, Android, and Windows. And this is a blank application, so if I go to the Android project, right-click and set as startup project, and try to run this application on an Android device. So here I have an Android device. If I go and execute my application on that device, here I am connected by the USB cable, and I have enabled the developer options in my device, and I also have installed the Android ADB driver to my PC. With that configuration, you can directly run your Android applications to your Android device without going through the emulator. And here, using a Chrome extension called Advisor, I can mirror my Android device to my computer. So here you are seeing the same interface, the same screen on my device mirrored on my PC. So you see here, this is the basic welcome to Xamarin Forms page. This page is shown on the main page because here the main page is the first page to be shown in the application. But now we want to create pages or to connect our entire Xamarin Forms application to the web service so that we can get the data shown here to from the web application hosted on Microsoft Azure to get it to our device. So for that, let's create or let's get this data. For that, I go and create here a new page inside Views folder. For the views, I'm going to create four views, one for getting all the data from the web service, another page for adding an employee, and third page for editing an employee, then deleting an employee. So for the first one, for getting all the employees, let's add a new item. Let's choose cross-platform and Xamarin page. Let's call this page all page or all employees page. Let's go to the code behind for that page here, and let's create the method that will retrieve the list of employees from the web service. So let's call it download employees async. Here I'm adding async because doing this operation requires to be is an asynchronous operation, so we have better to use the async await keywords. So let's change the signature. It will be async in the return task. And here I start adding the code for connecting to the web service, and I can do that by using the HTTP client library. So I'll add that library. It's available as a NuGet package, and I can install NuGet packages in Visual Studio projects by going to my portable project. Here, right click and hit Manage NuGet Packages. And from here, I go to Browse and look for HTTP client. Here it is, microsoft.net.http. Let's install that NuGet package to my portable project. Hit OK. I accept. When it's installed, now I can go back to my all page, and here I can use the HTTP client object. So let's call it HTTP client equal new HTTP client. This object is inside the namespace system.net.http, so make sure to add that using. Then the HTTP client contains methods for here for deleting, for getting, for posting, putting and sending. And here we'll use the get method. Here we have some options for get, and because we want to get JSON file, it's a string, so here I'll use get string async. And because this object will try to connect to my web service, it will need the URI for my web service. So let's get that URI, and it's this same URI here where my website and slash API slash the name of my API controller. Let's put that inside a variable and let's call it actually it should be of type string, and let's call it URI equal that value. So now we can pass that URI to our getString async method, and getString async is an async method, so we should use the await keyword, and the data coming from the getString async we put it inside a string called JSON, because here we'll be getting JSON data. So now if I put breakpoint here and start debug my application, and before that of course I should go and make this all page to be my main page instead of the main page. So we have called it all page. So here, let's make our application starts on that page. Let's hit F5 and let's debug our application on Android device. So here the application started and it's showing an empty page because the page is empty, and here it called the web service and it gets some data. Here if I put the cursor on top of JSON, you see here I get JSON file. If I view this file as a text, you see here all the data coming from our web service. I can get a better view of this JSON file if I select here JSON visualizer. Choose JSON visualizer. Hit again. That doesn't work. Okay. So now this JSON file, we want to show it in our all page. So we need to format this or to convert this JSON data to a .NET object. For that, we'll use a library that will convert this JSON to a .NET object. And this library is called JSON.NET. So let's go and install it because it's available also as a NuGet package. So I'll go again to my portable project, right-click and manage NuGet packages, and look for this library called Newtonsoft.json. So let's install it. Hit OK. Once it's installed, now I can use its super powerful object called JSON convert, which will do the conversion between JSON to a .NET object in just one line, and that's by calling the method deserialize object. So we want to deserialize the JSON object, and we want to deserialize it from JSON to a list of employees, because here .NET objects should use strong types. For that, here we'll call the list of employee. Because remember here again that our web service returns a list of employees, not just one employee. But here you see employee is underlined with the red color because I don't have an employee object in my client in my portable project. I only have it in my web project. So I'll go to my web project, copy the employee object, and add it to my client application. So let's go here and paste. So now I have an employee object inside my client application, and here I go just and change the namespace here because it's now in my client application. So now I can use this employee object. That's great. So now the deserialized object will return a list of employees. So let's get that list of employees. Let's put it inside a variable of employees. Now let's, hitting the same breakpoint, let's debug the application and let's see the value of the employees coming from the web service. Now the application started and here I hit that breakpoint. So the value of JSON is the JSON object, and the value of employees, you see here it contains three objects of type employee. Each one contains that data coming from the web service. That's great. Now we succeeded to get the list of the employees from the web service with only three few lines of code. So this is really really great and really simple to do. Now I want to show this list of employees in our page in the user interface. So let's go to the user interface, which is all page here. I have called it all page. And here, instead of having this default label, we want to show a list view. Let's give it a name. Let's call it, for example, employees list view. Let's make it has uneven rows equal true. And inside this list view, we'll add a data template by hitting list view dot item template, then adding the data template element. And each data template in the list view should contain a cell. For that, here I add a view cell. And to that view cell, for each item in the list view, I want to show all the values coming from an employee, which are the ID, the name, and the department. So let's add those inside a stack layout, because the stack layout can show all these items with orientation equal to horizontal or vertical. Here I choose the vertical orientation. So let's start by showing the ID inside a label. So yeah, I specify that the text should bind to the ID. The ID here is the same ID coming from the employee. Let's do the same for the second and third properties, which are the name. So make sure to copy and paste exactly these values, and make sure to respect the uppercase here. With this, now we can bind the list of the employees to the employees list view item source. So let's copy the name of the employees list view, and right from here, after getting the list of employees from the web service, I go and bind it to the item source property for my employees list view. So in this way, we are telling our view to show or to get this list of employees. Now let's click F5 and let's run our application to see it working on Android. And here you see we are getting that list of employees from the web service and shown inside this list view here in the Android project. So this is cool. This is exactly what we want. Just I want to make my user interface looks a little bit better. For that, I'll go and change some properties. I'll make the stack layout have a padding of, let's say, maybe 10. And let's make the text bigger. For that, I specify the font size to be equal to, let's say, maybe equal to 30. And let's also make it change its color to black. The same for the name and for the department, except that I want to change here the name to be shown in another color, which is the navy color, and the department will be shown in another color, like the maroon, for example. And also here I want to change that the ID will be shown in a separate grid. For that, here I'll change also that the stack layout will be vertical, but will be within another stack layout with orientation equal horizontal to host the first stack layout. So now let's make this one here, so that the stack layout horizontal will host the ID to be shown at first. Then it will show the name and department above. Let's make it a little bit bigger. Let's say 15, for example. Let's change also its color to be white, and let's put it inside a grid so that we can make this grid have background color of, for example, purple. And that grid will be will have a padding equal to let's say 5, for example. Let's try with that value. Now let's run again our application. Now the user interface looks a little bit better than it was before. So now we have implemented the code and the user interface for getting the list of all the employees from the web service. Now let's move to another section, and now let's implement the functionality of adding a new employee right from the application to the web service. For that, let's go ahead to the Solution Explorer and to the Views folder and add a new page. Let's call this page Add Page. Here, the Add Page will go actually to its code behind. And right from here, we want to implement that functionality for adding an employee. For that, I create a public method that returns a task, that we call that method addEmployee. It's an asynchronous method because we'll be using HTTP client object. Let's add the async keyword actually. And now we call the HTTP client library equal a new HTTP client object, which is inside the system.net.http. After that, we'll try to get the values for the employee, and we get these values from the user interface. So here we need to swap to create the user interface inside the XAML code here. So let's create a stack layout that will have orientation equal vertical, and the stack layout will have properties for the entry, because we are creating a new employee, and the employee, as we have seen, it have three properties for ID, name and department. So let's make the first entry, we call it name entry, because here we won't use the ID because it's auto incremented in the web service, so we don't need to specify the ID for the employee we want to post to the web service. So we only specify the name and the department. So for the first entry, we'll specify the name, and second entry for specifying the department. Let's make them look a little bit better. Let's specify the font size to be 50, for example. And the font size for the second also to be 50. And let's add a placeholder to say this is for the value, for the name value. And the second one for the department. value. Okay, so now we can get the values of the name and department from that user interface. So let's now create get the value of the name equal, we can get the value of the name from the name entry. So let's call it name equal, let's call name entry and get its value through the property text. We'll do the same for the department, and we'll get it from the department entry, exactly from the text property. Now we are ready to create our employee object equal new employee. And right from here we can assign the name, which is the name we have got here, and also assign the department to the department we have got from the department entry. After doing this, now we need to convert back this employee object to a JSON object. For that, I'll use again the JSON convert object and call the serialize object method and pass to it the employee object. Let's get that value, which is JSON. It's of type string, because JSON are at the end are string values. Then we need to specify to our web service or to the HTTP request that the data we are sending to the web service is JSON data. So for that, I'll import some lines of code here. Let's add this one here, and here I don't need these because I have already created them. And let's import this namespace right here, system.net.http.headers. And now you see here that we have put the JSON object inside an HTTP content to be sent to the web service, and we are specifying that our request is contains JSON data. So we are ready to use the post method in order to send the HTTP content to the web service, and the web service is inside the URI. Because remember, here the URI is the value we have created previously inside the on page. So let's copy this same private string URI and let's use it inside our add page, and here we use that URI. That's great, but here I don't need to return a result. So let's get rid of that. Here you see the result will return the result from the service to tell me if adding an employee was executed successfully or not. So let's hit a breakpoint here and let's try to debug this application. For that, here I'll go to my app.xaml.cs page and change the main page again to be now the add page. Let's execute this application. Oh, oops, here I hit the wrong breakpoint because I forget here in my app.xaml.cs to comment out this code and only start the add page. So you see here now I have two entries for specifying the name of my employees. Let's call it Adam, for example, and he is working in the department of R&D. And here we need to execute the method for adding the employee. For that we need here a button, for example. So let's add a button to our user interface. I'll go back to the stack layout and add a button. Let's make it have a text saying add employee, for example. Let's make it font size be 50 maybe, and with text color equal white, but having background color equal teal, for example. When clicking a button, an event will be fired. So let's call it button click it, or let's call it add employee click it. When that's executing, we can call the add employees async method, and it's here an asynchronous method. For that we need to specify the await keyword, and with it we should specify the async keyword for the calling method. And now we are should be ready to execute our application on Android. Oops, the button is so big. So now let's specify a value, Ahmed, for example, and department R&D. Let's hit add employee. And here it hits the breakpoint. If we see the result, here it tells me it's 201, which means that my employee was added successfully to the database. So that's cool. Let's hit continue and let's verify if that was really added to the database. I'll go back to my API/employees/API, and here you can see it added a new value for Ahmed. Here it was added twice. Maybe because I have clicked twice on the button. And the same here if you want to get it inside your HTML page. So let's get rid of the second value, delete. Good. So now we have created the page for getting all the employees, and we have created a page for adding a new employee. Now let's create a page for deleting an employee. For that, I go to Solution Explorer, to the views, and hit add new item. And from here, add the page for editing an employee. So let's call it edit. And here to edit the employee, we want to first of all go to the get all employees, which will display all the list of the employees. Then the user select on one employee, he will be redirected to another page which contains all the data for this employee, and he then can change the data in an entry. For that, let's go back to the all page right here, and inside the list view we'll add another event, which is the item tapped event. Let's create that method in the code behind, and whenever the user clicks on an employee, we'll first get the clicked employee inside a variable employee. We can get that by calling the e.item, which retrieves that item, but it's an object, so we cast it to employee. Now, if that employee is not null, then we go and pass it to the edit page. So here we'll go to we'll navigate and calling push async and go to the edit page and pass the employee parameter right here. But the edit page here, you see it displays an error because its constructor doesn't accept a parameter of type employee. So let's add that parameter. So let's go to the edit page, which is in this file here. And let's make it accept a property or a parameter of type employee, and let's call it employee. Here the method push async is an async method, so we'll use the async award keywords. So here we'll pass the value of employee to the edit page. Then inside the edit page, what we'll go and do, right here I go and get rid of the default label and create a stack layout. The stack layout will contain two entries that will display the value of the passed employee for that will give the user the ability to change its properties. So let's make the first entry and let's call it name entry. Let's have it a font size equal 50, for example, and let's create then another entry to display the value of the department. Let's call it department entry. Then let's add a button that will display a text saying edit employee will have a font size equal to maybe 30, and it will have also a text color equal white and also a background color equal maybe let's say navy. So now we have passed that employee property. Now we want to show the values of the object employee inside the name entry and department entry. So we can do that here by calling name entry dot text equal employee dot name, and doing the same for the department entry dot text equal employee dot department. We show the values, then the user will go and change these values and click the button edit employee, which will trigger an event after they click it. We'll call this event edit employee. So edit employee will get the value of the employee. So we get these values. equal new employee. Let's get the name of the employee from the name entry dot text, and let's also get the value of the department from the department entry dot text. But here those information are not enough. Here we need to specify also the ID of the employee, because remember here and the web services actually and the employees controller, we go back to that employees API controller, we go to the edit or to the put employee, which will change an employee. Here you see it accepts an ID and an employee object, so you should specify the ID of the employee and also the ID of the employee inside the employee property, because here it's verifying if this ID passed in parameter is the same, equal the same ID inside the employee object. So let's go back here and let's try now to get the employee passed from the employee object here. We can do that by specifying the value for employee ID. Actually, we have lots of options, but I go for the simplest one. Let's call this employee ID equal, let's make it equal 0, then let's change it here to be equal to the employee passed in parameter employee ID. It's employee ID. Good. Now we can specify that value here. The ID will be equal to employee ID. That's great. Now we have the values for the employee. Now we will go and use the HTTP client library again to create an HTTP request for editing the employee. This HTTP client looks like the post one. So here I'm going to copy this code as it looks almost the same. And here we are converting the employee.net object to a JSON object and then specifying that the data transmitted is the JSON file. Then we'll call not the post, but we'll call the put async method, which accepts parameters which are the URI. So I add the URI again to my page. Here you can make the URI property a global value or a constant value in your application, so you don't need to copy it every time here. So the put accepts the parameters for the URI, then a second parameter for the content. Here, the URI for the method put is different than the others, because you see here put, we specify API slash employees API slash the ID, which should be specified after the last slash here. So in that means that here in the put async we should add the employee ID, the value of the employee ID. And here make sure that URI ends with a slash, so that when concatenating the two values, we get the right URI. Here we still have an error. Because here I'm using await without the async keyword. So let's add async keyword. Now we are ready. So let's try this application on Android device. Let's hit a breakpoint here. And before that, we need to go back to the app.xaml.cs and specify now that the main page is the old page, because from that page I'll go to the edit page to edit an employee. So let's hit F5 now. Yeah, I have the list of the employees. If I click on one employee, let's choose this one for example. Here you see I'm getting an error. That error is actually, I believe that's because I'm using the push async method. In some cases it just generates an error, so let's change push async to use push modal async. Click again on the same employee here, Kamel Mahmoud. And here you see it displays the values for this employee, so let's change the value IT, for example, to be, let's say, HR, for example, and hit edit employee, and to make, let's say, edit, and here let's view the result here. It tells me this is 2, it returns 204, and it tells no content. Let's complete executing. Now let's go back to our list of employees and the web service here, and let's verify. You see here this employee has its department changed from IT to HR. That's great. So now we have created the three functionalities for retrieving all the list of employees, adding an employee, and editing an employee. Now let's create the functionality for deleting an employee. Here actually we can delete an employee in the same page. Here I want to make this demo looks a little bit simple. For that I'll delete the employee in the same page as the edit page. So let's go to the edit page, and from here I'll add another button like the edit button, but this one I call it delete employee, and I call delete employee instead of edit employee. Let's go and create that event handler, delete employee, click it. Let's make its background be red, for example, because we are doing an operation that where the user should pay attention for deleting data from the database. So here it is, our delete employee event. If I go back here to the employee's API controller to the delete employee, you see here it only accepts the ID. It doesn't need to pass all the employee object right to it. So here we only need to pass the employee ID. Let's go and create HTTP client object. Call the delete async and pass the URI, and add to it the employee ID. This is an asynchronous, so let's make it await, and let's make the event handler async. set breakpoint here. Now let's run our application. Here we get all the list for the employees. Let's go to the last employee, for example, Ahmed. His value is shown here. Let's call it, for example, Ahmed Munir, for example. Actually that's for editing, but now I want to delete this employee. So let's hit delete employee button. That will go to the web service, try to delete that employee, and now let's read the response. Here it tells 200. It means that this employee was deleted successfully. So let's verify that here. Let's hit refresh, and you see we no more have the employee called Ahmed, the same as displayed here. Great! So now we have an application that shows how to get all the employees, edit an employee, add an employee, and also deleting an employee. So what now if I want to show all the pages or to make all these application or these pages available from my application? Because what I have done here so far is specifying to my application that the main page is only the all page, which will call only the edit and remove page, but the page for adding a new employee is not displayed. So I can do that by specifying here that the main page will be actually a tablet page, and a tablet page, inside the tablet page we can specify more values to the children. So let's call the first page to be added to the children is the all page. Then we'll have the add page. Okay, so those will be displayed in a tablet page. And inside a tablet page, to know that the first page is for displaying on the employees and the second one is for displaying the add page, we need to add a title for each page. So for the all page here, I'll go and add a title for that page. Let's call this one all, for example. So that's for displaying all the employees. Let's go to the add and add to it a title, call it add. Then to the edit, we'll show here the title will be edit or edit and remove, because it's doing both operations in the same page. And now we can run the application to see it in action. So you see here we have now these two tablet page elements here for all and for adding a new employee. And from the all we can hit one value to go to the edit or delete functionalities. So I have built this application that works for Android, and this because it's the Xamarin Forms application, so it works on Android, iOS, and also Windows. So now we have built a Xamarin Forms application that consumes web services hosted on Microsoft Azure. These web services for managing an employee's directory, where we can add, edit, delete, and get the list of all the employees. And this application now can run on Android, iOS, and Windows devices. So I hope this demo was helpful for you, and thank you.